Senior Story, Chapter 8, Where's Royal? When Royal had heard the news that he may be butchered, he fainted and began dreaming. He had flown to the top of a chicken coop, tall as a water tower, where he stood with head held high. He looked out for miles over his kingdom, filled with thousands of obedient hens of all colors and sizes. They were swaying back and forth and chanting, "Royal, royal, royal." "Look what I have created," he was saying to no one but himself. "I have become the most important rooster in all the kingdom. I will live in splendor and ease forever." But before he could finish the last word, a giant gust of wind blew him off the tower. He had screamed as he realized he was plunging to his death. It was at that moment that Royal had hit the barn floor. He couldn't breathe. His beak lay in the dirt. Suddenly, he felt a warm cushion of air surround his body. He relaxed enough to open one eye. The large head of horse and the concerned face of the farmer staring at him caused him to jerk. Immediately, he wailed out a cry of pain. A mangled leg became exposed. "Poor fellow," the farmer lamented. And now, Royal was gone. It had been 3 days, and he was nowhere in sight. The hens chattered excitedly. "I wonder what happened. I don't care what happened. I hope he never comes back. I keep thinking he's going to appear around a corner and attack. Will I ever get over that fear?" As the week passed, the hens began to settle comfortably into their previous laying habits. Egg production picked up a bit. Each morning, the farmer collected another egg or two. He was delighted, of course, and praised his hens for a job well done. One morning, as Horse was being hitched to a wagon for some farm work, a van pulled up the driveway. "That must be the vet," the farmer ran to greet him. Horse stood a short distance away as the van door opened.
"I did the best I could to repair the leg," said the vet. "It was broken in 3 places. He'll be in this splint for about 3 weeks, and if all goes well, he should be back to his good old self after that."
"Thanks so much, Doc," said the farmer, as the doctor handed over Royal.
"You know," remarked the vet, "I've treated a lot of hens and roosters in my day, but this one is special. Something different about him. Such a gentle fellow. I'll miss the big guy," he sighed.